Good evening and welcome to the BBS Talk Radio Show for a Beautiful You, where we will celebrate the success of men and women presented to you by the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Pageant. Now here's your host, Our Lady Di.
Talk Radio for a Beautiful You. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We have a really interesting guest tonight, very versatile type of guy who's doing a lot of different things. So he's a multitasker like I am. So I'm going to be curious to see how he's able to put everything in his pot and stir it accordingly. I know I have to multitask with all I do, and sometimes it gets difficult. So I have a great guy on with me tonight that we're going to interview that's going to tell me how to do it right and then work out while I'm doing it, which I find hard to do with my 18-hour work schedule. But look great naked at any age. I mean, what a great title. I want to find out how Mr. Robert Martin, who is our guest tonight, came up with that name. And good evening, Mr. Martin. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Look great naked at any age. Okay. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with that.
Well, it's pretty much the title itself tells you what the program is really all about. I wanted to make a title that really kind of spoke to people in a way that they could relate to in an immediate way. And, you know, as we age, as the years go by and things change, the fact is things don't really have to change so much, and I wanted to really get that message across. So I thought about it for a little bit and came up with a title that I think really does get that message across. It's really as simple as that.
The 20s and 30-year-old women are going to love that title, but 40s and 60s? I don't know how I'm going to manage that. So you're going to have to convince me tonight.
Well, you've seen my photos on the website. I am now 60 years old, and I can do things. And, let's talk about that first. I mean, I could do things that a lot of guys and men and women half my age can't do. And it's really not that I'm some genetic freak or anything. It's just that I've learned how to keep myself in great shape. And it's not really that hard to do, and you've been multitasking before and getting this into an 18-hour day. I am real big on efficiency. I love to get things done quickly. I have a life. I overspend my life exercising. I love the way it feels, and I love the results, but I want to get it done and move on and get on to other things. So I have created a program that is extremely efficient. The basic strength workout only takes 19 minutes, and the cardio workouts, and this really flies in the face of what most people believe, the cardio workouts are even shorter. I did a radio show not that long ago about the aerobics myth. The idea that you have to go forever in terms of aerobic exercise before you get any benefit, I'm sorry, that's old thinking. It's not correct. That is not an efficient way to go. And the information has really been out there for quite some time, since a guy named Izumi Tabata, a researcher, sports researcher in Japan, back in 1996 created what is now known as the Tabata Protocol, and discovered that in a workout, now sit down and get ready for this, because the workout is only 4 minutes long. And he discovered that in that time, by using high-intensity intervals, the results were phenomenal. The results in every way, the results in terms of your cardio improvement as measured by something called VO2 max, which is without going into all the technical jargon, it's a measurement of how much oxygen your body can utilize within a given amount of time. That improved vastly more by using high-intensity intervals than long, slow, steady-state exercise. Fat burning was much improved. And two really interesting things in terms of aging effect. First of all, the pituitary gland is the source of human growth hormone. It puts out plenty of human growth hormone when you are younger and up into your teens and early 20s, but then it stops putting it out so much, although it's still there. You can, however, trigger, and this has been documented in, by many, many studies, you can trigger your pituitary gland to release that human growth hormone by high-intensity type exercise, especially in terms of cardio, high-intensity intervals, and in terms of strength work, you know, more intense kind of strength work. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of ladies fall into the trap of thinking that they can take a, you know, nothing heavier than a can of soup and do some biceps curls or triceps kickbacks, and they're going to get some results. It's not going to happen. You got to go after it a little bit more intensely than that, and the benefit will be that you will be triggering human growth hormone. I dose myself with human growth hormone every day for free just because of the way I exercise. And again, this is very well documented. A lot of people in Hollywood, you know, down the road from where I live here, pay a lot of money for that stuff. I get it for free every day just because I've learned how to trigger my pituitary gland to release it for me. So that's
that?
Again, that's one of the really efficient parts of the whole of the whole approach.
How do you trigger the pituitary gland to release that?
Well, again, by high-intensity interval-type cardio. To get a little bit more specific in terms of the Tabata protocol, he discovered that if he had his athletes, who it was originally done on exercise, stationary exercise bikes, but you can adapt it and use many different kinds of exercise. And the really good thing is you don't have to do the strict Tabata protocol in terms of the timing in order to get the benefit, because the timing that he came up with is extremely difficult to do. What it involves is 20 seconds of full-out effort, as fast as you can pedal that stationary bike, and then only 10 seconds of recovery time. Now, that's a 30-second combination, and you can do that 8 times in 4 minutes. And again, he discovered that with this 8 cycles of this high-intensity interval, his athletes got phenomenal results. The problem with it is you will dread it. You will hate it. You will not want to do it because it is brutally difficult. I mean, literally, it will make you throw up. That's the bad part. But the good part is, as I mentioned, you can adapt the protocol. You can change the intervals, give yourself more recovery time, and still get the benefits and get a workout done in a lot less time and get you a lot more benefit. Personally, my favorite cardio workout is hill sprints. There's a hill right around the corner from where I live, and I sprint up about 70 yards, walk back down, sprint up 70 yards, walk back down. I do that 10 times. I'm done in 12 or 13 minutes, and I've got a better workout than somebody slogging away at the drudgery of the treadmill, I call it. Not the treadmill, the dreadmill.
Really?
And, you know,
like
there's
the treadmill? You don't like
I hate
the treadmill?
I hate them. It's a whole
thing. Why do you hate the treadmill? And here I was going to go out and buy one next week.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. It's like hamster wheels. You run and run and you get nowhere. But again, you can take that same idea and adapt it. There are, if the weather's bad or say I'm traveling somewhere, there's no hill, whatever, I have a routine that I have created that I can do in my, you know, in my health room or whatever, using different exercises and still get the same benefit. Incidentally, that is really the origin of my entire system. I traveled the world for many, many years with big name entertainers. I've had a very successful career in music. I'm still very active that way. And while I was out there touring all over the world, most of the time I had nothing available to me except me and my hotel room. And I wanted to stay in great shape. I developed a system that enabled me to do that. And, you know, over the years, people would say, hey, you know, a lot of the people you work with are either dead or in really bad shape. Or how did you do this? How did you manage to get through that lifestyle and stay in amazing shape? And I figured, well, you know, why not let this information out there? Why not put it out there? Because, again, the only reason to listen to anybody is have they gotten real-world results themselves or not. I don't care what kind of, you know, alphabet soup you may have behind your name in terms of degrees and certifications and all that. What counts is your results. Are you doing it in the real world? Succeeding in the world? I am. I'm in great shape at age 60, and that's the criteria for me if I'm going to listen to somebody or not. Are they successful? So that's the origins of the program. Now, we've talked a little bit about the cardio element of it, and as I said, the strength workout itself is also short. It's 19 minutes, and again, like I said, I need to efficiency. I don't want to spend a lot of time with this. So there are a few principles involved that, you know, without going into a full detailed description of the entire program, I'll just give you the basic principles. First of all, you don't want to waste your time doing isolation exercises. You want to do exercises that involve what's called multi-joint, multi-muscle group exercises, because the more muscles you're using at any given, the more calories you will burn, the more fat you will burn, the more efficient your workout will be. That's the of my approach as well. I don't do isolation exercises. I use muscles in groups. And again, the workout hits everything you could possibly hit, everything you want to hit. It doesn't really leave anything out, and you're done in 19 minutes. So it's very efficient. The system also, before I even go into any description of any exercise or show you how to do it or talk about the strength work or the cardio or anything, there's about a 45-minute segment that I begin with on the DVD. It's a two DVD set. That first segment is and motivation, because nobody is even going to start, let alone get rid of them, unless they have compelling reasons to do so. And I help you to define those reasons for yourself. Every single individual, on the DVD, that you will discover for yourself personally what it is that is important for you, why you really want to do this. Now, that's the first question. It's not how am I going to do it, why? And that is what's going to really keep you going. I help you to create those reasons for yourself, to discover what they are, and to set them in properly worded goals and make those goals not only doable but inevitable. There's a process there that I go through that somewhat flies in the face of a lot of the goal-setting systems out there, because there's a serious problem with most of those systems. I describe what the problem is, help you get around it, and help you set goals for yourself that are really, really going to work for you. So that comes first before we even get into exercises. Then I teach you how to do the strength work, how to do the cardio work, give you all the steps you need along the way. If you can't do an exercise for some reason at first, I'll give you start with until you get to the point where you can, because some of the exercises are very challenging in their full-on versions. And then I go beyond that and create what's called the special challenge section, where I make the exercises even more difficult. And, for folks who really have come a long way and want to take it to the next step. Also, the reason for that is there are different kinds of strength, and you need to train differently to get them. There's what's called explosive or speed strength. There's endurance-type strength, and there is maximal strength. And you need to train differently for each one of those to accomplish each one of those. And my strength workouts on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are all three geared to those three different types of strength. And then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I do the cardio work. And again, yeah, I'm working out 6 days a week, but it's every other day strength, every other day cardio. But it doesn't take me long at all. I'm done. I mean, I do this first thing when I get up in the morning. I pop out of bed, I do my workout, I feed the muscles I just worked, and I go on with my day feeling great because I'm energized and I've got this done, and I don't have to worry about, oh, am I going to have time to do this later on? No, I just pop right out of bed, get it done. 19 minutes later, I'm having breakfast.
So you're doing this before you're eating breakfast. So you recommend
that's the way I prefer to do it. Now, there are different theories about that. Some people swear by the fasting cardio approach. Other people say, no, the research doesn't hold that up. Personally, it just works well for me that way. Some people prefer to have some nourishment before they do a strength workout. Sometimes I will do it that way, especially, for instance, on my special challenge days where I'm doing, focusing more on maximal strength. Sometimes I'll do that later in the day after I've had some nourishment. But in general, I like to get it done first thing in the morning. Again, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time with this. You don't have to live in, and you don't even have to go. I have not lifted a weight or set foot in a gym for years. And you see the way I look on the website. I have done that by doing exactly the program that I teach on my two DVD set.
Let me ask you something. For somebody that has very slow metabolism, especially for women over 45 that are or have gone through menopause, will they get the same results in 19 minutes as maybe somebody that still has their estrogen in their 20s and 30s?
Well, let's look at the let's talk about the basic principles of strength and fitness. They are universal. The human body, whether it is old or young, male or female, it really doesn't matter. The principles are the same. They are universal. They don't change over time. They don't change according to gender. You know, oddly enough, you see when you go into a gym, what do you see? You see primarily women doing step classes, you know, bouncing around there for 45 minutes to an hour, and starving themselves. They do lots of cardio and they starve themselves. And men, instead, they don't do that. They don't like the step classes and they like to eat a lot and they like to do bench presses. Well, both of those approaches have serious problems. Neither one of them is very effective. Again, they're both ignoring the basic principles of health and fitness and strength, you know, gaining strength in slightly different ways. So for a postmenopausal woman, again, the principles are the same. In order to gain strength, in order to maintain lean muscle mass as you age, you have to give your muscles enough resistance that they are going to actually benefit and grow. You also have to give them enough rest. A lot of people overtrain. They train too much. Again, my strength workouts are every other day. I never do strength 2 days in a row. The workouts are full body, so I'm doing all the muscles on Monday, all the muscles on Wednesday. I don't break it down into, you know, chest and back one day and legs or whatever the other day. Yeah, that's kind of like a bodybuilder approach. I don't do that. Basically, I'm not after a bodybuilder kind of body, like, you know, a Mack truck. I would much rather have a sports car body. And, you know, I feel like I'm living in a Ferrari here. I mean, it's great. I've got plenty of power. A sports car, you know, it can also run, jump, climb, change direction. You know, it looks sexy. It's fun to drive. That's the kind of body I want, a sports car body. And that's what I developed with this particular system. So, again, you have to take into account these basic principles. And for a postmenopausal woman, as you were asking about, you have to give your muscles enough resistance to actually build them. And as you age, I mean, there are certain things that happen. The tendency is to lose muscle mass, consequently lose strength, consequently gain body fat, lose energy, lose endurance, lose flexibility, lose sexual interest and performance. Now, you can combat all those things, whether you're a man or a woman, no matter how old you are, by the way you exercise. You have to give yourself enough intensity in the strength work to actually, you know, make those muscles not only maintain but grow, if you like, in order to maintain that lean muscle mass, because by maintaining lean muscle mass, you will be burning more fat and keep your body fat down as you age. Again, look at my picture at age 60 on the website. I've got six-pack abs. There's not a lot of fat on me.
You don't look 60. I was shocked when I saw the 60 up there. I'm like, he's kidding us.
Nope. June 29th, 1948, that's my birthday.
Let me ask you a question, Robert. I'm the president, as everybody knows who listens to the show, of the Miss and Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Pageant. This year, we have Do It Right, Health and Fitness for Life, See the Beauty of a Healthier You campaign, which is for all of our contestants preparing themselves for their national competition next July. Do it right, not diet pills, you know, eat right, exercise. What advice would you give to these girls? And I know they're listening now as they prepare for their national pageant competition.
Well, the things you just mentioned are excellent. Forget the diet pills. The way to do it is with proper diet and exercise. that's really all you need. There are no magic pills. They don't work. It's just a way to separate you from your money.
if they do work, they're increasing your heart rate to make it work. See, that's what I tell my girls.
Yeah.
So
there's
increase your heart rate, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, there's a drawback. If something, most things like that that are created by, large pharmaceutical companies do have bad side effects. The best way to maintain your health and leanness and strength and endurance and sexuality and flexibility, all that stuff it's very simple. I kind of liken the whole process to the whole system to a three-legged stool. You have to have all three legs in place, and they have to be equal in strength in order for the thing to be stable. Those three legs of the stool are effective strength training, efficient cardio, again, not aerobics. If you are doing aerobics, you are wasting your time, and actually it's detrimental in a lot of ways that I'll talk about in a minute. And the third leg is proper nutrition.
And you talked about aerobics. That's something I used to do all the time, so I guess I should throw away my Jane Fonda Feel the Burn. That's kind of not good, isn't it?
I would suggest so. Again, that is old information. The high intensity interval approach has been studied, and there are study after study, including even in fact a Mayo Clinic study that was done with elderly people whose only exercise was walking. And they discovered that by adding some higher intensity intervals into just their walking routines, they got phenomenal results. The principle of high-intensity intervals is vastly superior to what's called LISS, low-intensity steady state. That's what that acronym stands for. Low-intensity steady state, again, that's old thinking. It leads to various problems like shin splints, aside from the fact that you're just wasting a lot of time, and can actually reduce your muscle mass. Because when you do that kind of exercise, your body gets the message, okay, muscle mass is detrimental here. If we're going to be having to do this forever and ever, slogging away on this treadmill, we need to reduce muscle mass because it's not efficient. That is exactly the opposite of what you want. Look at the body of an Olympic marathoner compared to the body of an Olympic sprinter. Which one do you want to look like? I mean, the sprinters are looking buff and great and healthy, and the marathoners look like death warmed over. I mean, that's pretty obvious to anybody. And the way they train is mirrored in the way they look. I don't want to look that way. Of course it's wonderful to have that amazing endurance, but now here's another interesting fact. They have discovered that for people who do those kind of races, when they incorporate some high intensity interval training into their training regimen, they are able to cut their distance in half. In their training, the distance that they run to train, they are able to cut the time and distance in half that they do, and they get better results. They are winning races by stopping all of that long, slow distance and incorporating some along with it, because, I mean, that's the kind of race they have to run. Of course, they have to train for it. But by cutting out some of that endless training and substituting high-intensity intervals, they are getting much better results because, again, it improves your VO2 max, which is your body's capability to utilize oxygen. So that's going to be a big advantage for, long-distance runners.
Well, this is very interesting, and we have a lot more to discuss with Robert, but we're going to do that right after this commercial break.
Have you ever wanted to compete in a pageant system that focuses in on your self-esteem and positive attributes? Have you accomplished something successful in your life and want to tell the world? Then you have come to the right place. The award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant is looking for you. The national pageant will take place next July 2009 in Illinois, where women from all over the United States will vie for the coveted title. For more information, please visit the website at usbeautiespageant.com. The Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant, celebrating the success of the modern woman. We are looking for corporate and business sponsors for the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant. Premium sponsor packages are available for those who would like to sponsor a beautiful pageant system that celebrates the success of the modern woman. For more information, please visit the Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant website at www.usbeautiespageant.com.
With Mr. Robert Martin with Look Great Naked at Any Age. You know, I love that. I really do. I love that title. I think it's great. I just get a bang out of it. I just love it. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to go into some health things because I'd like to get your opinion on some health issues. For people with high blood pressure, they're afraid to exercise. What advice could you give to them to say, you know what, you shouldn't be afraid to exercise with high blood pressure? What do you recommend them doing to get started?
Okay. Now, again, any health problems that you have, you really need to check with your physician before you start my program or anybody else's program. Get their go-ahead before you start. And the other thing is you need to really be self-responsible. You need to be honest with yourself. Assess realistically where you are right now and start slowly and gradually and build. Don't expect to be able to do things that you might have been able to do when you were younger. If you're just taking this up again, if you've never done it before, again, you got to start real slow. The other thing is, first of all, we've been talking about intensity here. I want to say that intensity is relative. Don't be intimidated by, you know, really the term high intensity. It means entirely different things depending on their age, their fitness level. For one person, like, let's say, you know, I was going to go out there and train with my mom. Well, I'm out there running hill sprints. I'm not expecting her to step hill with me 10 times. Maybe for her, walking once is going to be enough. To just, you know, get her the benefit that she needs without injuring her in any way. So be realistic with yourself. Remember that intensity is relative. Like I mentioned, the elderly people whose only exercise was walking. For them, just adding a little bit more intensity to the walking, just pushing the pace a little bit and then backing off, pushing the pace a little bit and backing off, if that was enough to give them the intensity results. And then if they have to improve, you can gradually increase the intensity a little bit more. But always, always be careful. Check with your physician first and be honest with yourself about where you are. Don't be crazy about it. And
yeah,
also,
and they have to condition their bodies too. I mean, they just can't go in and do this, you know, 19 minutes right off the bat. I mean, they have to condition their bodies, don't they?
Absolutely. Now, what I tell people when they're starting out with this routine is do the first exercise with me. Do however many reps you can at whatever level you can. If you can't even do the exercise at first, do some of the easier variations that I give you. And then just stop and wait for the next exercise. And then do whatever reps you can manage of that. And then stop and wait for the next exercise. You don't have to feel like you have to do this entire thing with me right along the whole way. You know, for someone who's younger and or in better shape, we don't have to talk necessarily about younger, obviously. I'm 60 years old and I do all this stuff. And then, of course, you can be a little bit more strenuous with it, but again, be honest with yourself. Now, I'd like to also address, you mentioned blood pressure. That's a function of a number of things. It is not just exercise. It is also, in most cases, highly dependent on diet. A lot of people's health is not just caused by their exercise or lack thereof. It's also diet. We haven't really talked about diet too much yet. And there are a number of things that you can do that are good for your heart in terms of diet. One of the best things you can eat for your heart is a real good quality oatmeal. It may not sound very exciting, but when you add a little bit of cinnamon and put some blueberries on top, you'll get a much better flavor. And you'll also get... I'm sorry?
And maple syrup too.
Well, I wouldn't go there.
Okay. I knew he was going to say that. Okay.
Yeah, that's pumping up the sugar content a little bit too much. You'll get the sweetness from the blueberries, and you'll also get wonderful antioxidant benefits from the blueberries as well. And the cinnamon is not just for flavor. Actually, cinnamon has some health benefits as well. It's good for your blood. There's some other things. I'm sorry, I'm not remembering right off the bat, but it is not just for flavor. It's also good for you. So another very healthy thing for your heart is fish oil. And flax oil is good as well. Just the addition of some fish oil into your diet on a daily basis will help your heart health immeasurably.
How do you feel about natural foods, organic foods?
Well, I try to eat organic as much as possible. It can be difficult to find. It can be expensive, but my health is worth it. In general, avoid things that in foil packages. when you want to, you know, look for nature's packaging. That kind of brings me to another point. A lot of people think that it's healthy to drink a lot of juices. I disagree. Fruit juices are essentially sugar water with most of the nutrients taken out. If you want some apple juice, eat an apple. Eat it from nature's container, not a man-made container. Nature's container for apple juice is the apple. And in fact, most of the nutrients are not in the juice. They're in the pulp and the meat and the skin of the apple itself. So eat the fruit, not the juice. Fruit juices are essentially sugar water and can even be higher in sugar content than sodas. So, I would urge you when you are drinking to quench your thirst, drink water. Drink water all day long.
I
don't really have a ready answer for it. I don't know enough about it to make a qualified opinion. I take my supplements separately and just drink pure water. And I drink it all throughout the day. The old saw about 8 8-ounce glasses. Well, that's not going to be true for everybody. I mean, how much water does a 120-pound jockey need compared to a 300-pound football player? Obviously, their needs for hydration are going to be different. You can't just go by, you know, eight-ounce glasses. I recommend, I don't really actually monitor exactly how much I drink, but like I said, I keep some with me, and I'm sipping it all day long. That way, you never run the risk of becoming dehydrated, because usually by the time you're thirsty and you really want some water, you're already dehydrated. So if you keep it with you and sip it all day long, you really can't go wrong.
What do you recommend for me to rev up my metabolism? It seems like I'm eating less than I did in my 20s, really. But
right.
I'm not burning up the calories like I used to. And, you know,
exactly.
It's hard for me to really work out like I used to because I'm so busy with my business. But
sure.
How can I rev up my metabolism? Because it's really dying. It really is.
Yeah. Well, I can relate. My metabolism is not nearly as fast as it used to be. I was a metabolic furnace when I was young. I ate so much food, it was ridiculous. I mean, I remember we did a study when I was in the elementary school. We did a study where we monitored how much we ate and added it up, and it turned out that as a little guy, like, you know, 8 or 9 years old, not even 100 pounds, I was eating enough for a 200-pound lumberjack in the middle of winter. I mean, you know, when you're young, you're a metabolic furnace, and things do change as you age. However, as we talked about before, one of the other advantages that we didn't touch on yet in terms of the high-intensity interval cardio and the intensity when you're doing your strength work is something called the afterburn effect. And again, this is documented by study after study. What happens when you are doing, again, the LISS or the low-intensity steady-state cardio type work, the old-style aerobics, you know, step classes, treadmill, jogging, whatever, you do burn fat and calories while you are doing that exercise, but as soon as you stop, the fat burning and the calorie burning stop as well. Well, not the calorie burning. I mean, you're always burning something as long as you're alive. But, you know, the intensity of the fat burning diminishes immediately as soon as you stop doing the exercise. However, when you do high-intensity interval-type work, you trigger what is called the afterburn effect. You trigger your body to stay in fat burning mode for different studies show different amounts of time, but generally about 24 hours or more. So by doing that high intensity work, you are still burning fat for 24 hours until you do your next workout the next day. So I am constantly in fat burning mode, which again is one of the reasons, among others, that I look the way I do at age 60. I'm dosing myself with human growth hormone because of the intensity. I'm getting an afterburn effect because of the intensity. And I am also triggering more testosterone release into my system because of the intensity. That's another benefit from high intensity work that does not come from low intensity steady state. And that is important for women as well. Women, don't be worried about testosterone. You basically have 1/10 the amount in your natural chemical makeup compared to a man. But there is no way that you will ever bulk up and, you know, develop giant muscles like a man. It is just not possible. So don't be concerned about that. You do need testosterone just like a man does. Not as much, obviously, but you do need it also. And again, by doing the high intensity work, you are triggering an increase in testosterone into your system. So there are quite a number of factors there will help your metabolic slowdown that all are derived from high-intensity interval cardio and high-intensity strength training. Forget about grabbing little 2-pound, 3-pound, 5-pound weights and you know, doing biceps curls and tricep kickbacks. That's not going to do it. You've got to get a little bit more intensity going, and you'll be done more quickly, and you'll get much better results.
You've made mention on your website to eat 6 times a day. I mean, that sounds like a lot of food. I don't eat 6 times a day. In fact, I didn't even eat today yet. I mean, it's crazy, but, you know, I probably should be eating 6 times a day. So I'm on the go constantly. So if I'm supposed to eat 6 times a day, give me an example of what foods I should be eating.
Well, there are things you can prepare ahead of time and carry with you, healthy things, that you can carry in Ziplocs or Tupperware, anything, some pre-cut vegetables, some almonds for good healthy fats. There are lots of ways to get around it. It's not a lot of food. It's a lot of times that you eat, but those meals are small. Yes, I eat 6 times a day, but it's the same as if I were eating 3 times a day and just cutting the meals in half and eating them, you know, twice as often. It's the same number of total calories. But because I've divided it up throughout the day, I keep my blood sugar and my insulin on a steady, even keel all throughout the day, and I don't get those, you know, up and down roller coaster ride of an energy crash and burn from blood sugar and insulin jumping up and down. So if you do give it a little thought and a little preparation, you can make it happen. You know, make sure you get a decent breakfast before you leave, and then just bring some things with you that you like to eat. You can make a healthy sandwich or a roller, so you're not eating quite as much bread, like a wrap, things like that with some chicken breast along with some veggies wrapped up. There are lots of ways to get around it if you just do a little bit of pre-planning.
Now you talked about your power wheel. What is the power wheel?
That is the only piece of equipment that I do use. The ones that are available now are much better than the ones that I used to use, 30 years ago. 30 years ago, it was a little tiny wheel, maybe about 8 inches in diameter or so, with, handles coming out both sides. And you get on your knees and you grab onto the two handles on either side of the wheel and you roll out, you roll forward, and then you roll back. And it's a great, great ab exercise. And again, it's not just abs. I don't do isolation stuff. You're also working arms and chest and hip flexors and, various muscle groups when you do that. Now, the one that's available now, the one that is actually called the Power Wheel, which I have a link to on my site. Again, the site is lookgreatnakedatanyage.com. I have a link to the Power Wheel on there so that you can get one. And the modern Power Wheel is quite a bit different. It's quite a bit larger. I believe it's a 14-inch diameter wheel. And that enables them to add Velcro straps and little platforms for your feet. So you can put your feet, not just your hands, but you can instead, you can put your feet on those on those two handles coming out. And that opens up a world of possibilities, because now you can do, for instance, you can do pikes. You can, you know, get on your hands with your feet into the wheel and then sort of pull yourself up into a pike position by contracting your abdominals. You can flip over on your back, and this one is great for ladies, great for men too, but especially for ladies. You can flip over on your back and pull the wheel in underneath your butt using your hamstrings and your glutes, similar to the way you do a curl with your arm, except you're doing a curl with your leg. You're bending your knees and bringing that wheel in underneath your butt, and that works your glutes and your hamstrings in a wonderful way that maintains the difference between your glutes and your hamstrings, so that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you see, my butt is separate from my legs. You know, it's not starting to slide down onto your leg here. and you want to keep that nice appearance going. So that's a great way to manage that part of it. And again, by incorporating that into my workout, I enable myself and anyone else who does the program to really hit everything. I mean, there's nothing that you miss. You get upper body pushing and pulling, lower body pushing and pulling, ab work. Incidentally, let's talk about ab work for a minute. There's another common misconception that goes along with the aerobics. And I see ladies, especially again, falling into this. They aerobicize forever, and then they do hundreds of crunches. You are wasting your time with crunches. They're not a very efficient ab exercise. And all of that time you're wasting, you could be using to do exercises that will actually burn the fat off your body so you can see your abs. The reason that most people don't have six-pack abs is that they just got fat in front of them. They're under there, but they're just covered up with fat. So what you really need to do is focus on exercises that will burn the fat. And the exercises in my program, many of them do involve your core. So you are working your core, not just when you're using the power wheel, which focuses especially on the core along with other muscles, but the other exercises that I do work the core as well. So you don't have to waste your time isolating just your abs and doing crunches. It's not effective, it's not efficient, and it really will not, burn the fat off your belly. Again, spot reducing is another myth. You cannot just take fat off one part of your body. It comes off your body uniformly. And the best way to get it off is by doing multi-joint, multi-muscle group exercises that burn more calories and burn more fat and are much more efficient. So forget the crunches, forget the aerobics.
I gotta forget everything. I'm getting a 19-minute video after this, and I'm definitely gonna try it. And we're gonna be back with Mr. Robert Martin, looking great naked at any age, I love it, after this commercial.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to compete in a pageant system that focuses in on your self-esteem and positive attributes? Have you accomplished something successful in your life and want to tell the world? Then you have come to the right place. The award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant is looking for you. The national pageant will take place next July 2009 in Illinois, where women from all over the United States will vie for the coveted title. For more information, please visit the website at usbeautiespageant.com. The Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant, celebrating the success of the modern woman. We are looking for corporate and business sponsors for the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant. Premium sponsor packages are available for those who would like to sponsor a beautiful pageant system that celebrates the success of the modern woman. For more information, please visit the Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant website at www.usbeautiespageant.com.
We're back with Mr. Robert Martin, looked great naked at any age. And you know what? He does look great. I mean, when I seen his photo, I'm like, you know, he looks like he's in his 30s, 40s. I didn't think he was 60. I even hate to say you're 60, Robert, because you don't even look it. But
well, thank you.
Yeah, well, see, that's what all that hard work that you've done over the years has, and you've accomplished, and you're truly an example for men and women who are striving to have that kind of body that you have. And the 19-minute low-tech, high-efficiency, full-body strength, cardio, and fat brain system that you have it will work wonders for people. So I'm hoping that our listeners will go on your website at lookgreatnakedatanyage.com and order it. I know that I'm going to start the program, listeners. I'm going to probably start it next week when I get it, and I'm going to be Mr. Martin's going to be charting my progress, and he's going to come on with us again, and we're going to tell everybody how we did together with this. It's going
to
be very
Yeah, interesting. Looking forward to that.
Like I said, I got to throw away my burn. That tape isn't working for me no more. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get you going on a system that really works.
Keeping our top and butt firm. Okay, you talk about that. What do we need to do for that?
Well, essentially, what you need to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Essentially, what you need to do is tone the muscles underneath of those areas. That's really the key to the whole thing. And, again, because my system does hit pretty much everything, and does, there are exercises that focus on those areas specifically. The one that we were talking about right before the break with the power wheel where you flip it over, that's a great one. To keep your butt and the back of your legs firm and nicely defined and differentiated. And there are exercises that will really hit your pecs, which are the muscles underneath your breasts, and keep them nice and firm. And another factor, if you stop the jogging, you will not be bouncing yourself up and down so much, which really does actually break down some of the tissue that keeps those areas up and nice and high and firm and young looking. So that's another detrimental thing for jogging, especially for women. Your face is going to be bouncing up and down. Your breasts are going to be bouncing up and down. Not a good thing. Stop it.
Stop jogging, ladies. That's what Mr. Martin says. Stop jogging. You know what? He has the body to prove it. Just go on his website and take a look. I mean, he's the expert. He's been doing this for how many years?
I've been really doing it pretty much all my life, actually. But I've developed this system over a period of years. Again, while I was out there on the road, I needed to find a way to stay in great shape when I had nothing but me in my hotel room. I don't need a gym. I don't need dumbbells, barbells, Nautilus machines. I don't need any of that stuff. I do this with my own body weight. The only piece of equipment I use is the very portable power wheel that you can take apart, drop in your suitcase, and off you go. And that's all you need, and knowledge.
You know, let's talk about, you know, the other things that you do. I mean, you're a very versatile guy. Let the listeners know what you do. I mean, you play an instrument. And you
yes,
have another business.
I am a classically trained French horn player. I went to one of the best classical conservatories in the world, the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. I studied French horn there. I didn't have the mindset where I was interested in just kind of putting on the blinders and saying, okay, classical music is it. That's all I want to do. There are too many other kinds of music I love and enjoy and too many, you know, I play quite a few other instruments as well. And I wanted to pursue those things. So I did. And I had the marvelous opportunity, because I've got some talent and my parents were opera singers. So I was exposed to all kinds of great music. Right from even before I popped out of the womb. So, I've got a very, very versatile background in terms of what I was exposed to coming, you know, growing up. And I put the training to good use, and I was fortunate enough to be able to play with some very famous people. I did all of Frank Zappa's tours from 1981 on, which is a lot of people don't know that much about Frank. In classical circles, he's regarded as one of the more important composers of the 20th century. In rock circles, he's regarded as kind of an icon and an iconoclast, if you will. And Very, very, very challenging and also very, very fun music. I was also a musical director for Bette Midler. We played Radio City Music Hall for a week. I was also on tour with the Rolling Stones. I was working with a great singer named Etta James, and we were the opening act for the Rolling Stones back in 1978, the summer that I turned 30. I also toured with a wonderful singer named Michael McDonald, a wonderful singer named Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac. I've recorded with Prince. I've performed with Paul McCartney. So it's been a great run, and continues to be so. But I got married and had a son when I was, in 1990. And in my view, you can't be gone and be dad. So, I turned down a Madonna tour and stopped the road and just started working, you know, focusing more on staying home and doing studio work and things like that. And now that my son will be 18 in just a couple days, actually, I'm going back out a little bit more. I've always tried to kind of maintain a balance between live stuff and studio things. There's a wonderful, wonderful theater group here in Los Angeles called the Troubadour Theater Company that I work with also to sort of keep some live things going. So it's been a lot of fun. And again, the program evolved out of my wish to maintain great condition while I was out there, you know, touring all over the world with all these people. So the two kind of went really hand in hand for me.
Well, it sounds like you've had a very interesting career. I mean, it's been going on for a very long time, and you've done quite a bit of things and great accomplishments, which, you know, we're very proud of you for. Our motto with our U.S. Beauty's National Pageant is a positive person is a success. And we firmly believe that everybody can achieve what they want as long as they're not hurting anybody. You know, and they have to believe in themselves. And it seems like that's what you did. You believed in yourself. You used God's given talents. And you went forward and you became an achiever. And you're very much a success story. And that is what we celebrate on this show. We celebrate the success of men and women, something that I don't think is celebrated as much as it should with all the negativity that's on the
It absolutely
know,
should be celebrated. And the criteria for success, you know, it doesn't have to be celebrity and fame and all that. You know, there are heroes and wonderful people doing wonderful things for themselves and their families and their communities that are never heard of, that I believe are the really, really true successes in life. And I celebrate you for for honoring them. I think that's a great approach. And again, like I mentioned earlier, the first segment of my program deals entirely with mindset and motivation. If you want to be successful in this endeavor, getting fit and healthy, or any endeavor, in fact, the techniques that I teach there are usable for any goal you want to achieve. And you can enjoy that wonderful feeling of success in your life in any area by applying those principles and of course, getting yourself healthy and fit. I mean, that's the beginning of everything. I mean, if you're not healthy and fit and you die much too young, then, you know, you've shortchanged yourself and your family and all those around you that could have been benefiting from your nice, long, successful life.
Well, you've truly been an inspiration to me. I've really enjoyed speaking to you, and I hope our listeners have taken some good advice for themselves and will go to lookgreatnakedatanyage.com and take, you know, get the 19-minute video. And if you do, you know, give me an email, and I'll forward them to Robert and let us know how you're doing with the 19-minute video. It was wonderful speaking with you. I hope you're going to be on the show again.
Well, thank you so much. I'd love to come back, and we'll get you on the program, and we'll talk about it.
All right. Get rid of that tape tonight. Go in the fireplace. Thank you for joining us on the BBS Talk Radio for a beautiful you, celebrating the success of men and women. We will see you next week when we have Ron Dante, the singer of the Archies, Sugar Sugar, the 1968 number one hit. Have a nice evening, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Thank you.